Isaiah 40, verse 7. The grass withers and the flowers fade beneath the breath of the Lord, and so it is with people. A personal note. Yesterday's scripture reminded us that our beauty fades like flowers in a field. Today that theme reappears, but now we see that it's the breath of the Lord that causes withering and fading. And even tomorrow, we will see it repeated with the truth that proclaims God's infallibility. I immediately thought of Genesis 2:7, where the Lord breathes the breath of life into Adam. It was his own spirit, his essence, like the Adam, the source of power in his word. One day we will give out our last breath. What glory awaits us who believe. Just imagine what that first breath will be like in his presence when he welcomes us home for eternity. Declarations. We welcome the wind of heaven into our bodies, our spirits, and our souls. Cause us to receive all the benefits you provide. Your word tells us that you knew us before the world was formed, and that everything about us is known by you and written in your book. Help us to yield to your loving guidance. Strengthen our endurance to reach the breakthrough you have in store for us. Help us to make every day count. Grant us wisdom to avoid time wasters. Help us to recognize unwanted side roads and dead ends. Keep us on your perfect path. Time is short. Our days on earth are numbered. Impart your grace that we might know the times and seasons. We bind the enemy of distraction and confusion. We loose clarity, strategy, and wisdom into our lives, our decision-making, and our daily choices. Impart an urgency to our hearts when it comes to others who may not know you. Help us to see our unsaved family members, friends, co-workers in your light. Give us opportunities to share our testimony and to tell them about you. Your word tells us over and over that Jesus is coming soon. Help us to live each day with the imperative to be about your business. We want to be found prepared and faithful. Today, thousands of people around the world are struggling with COVID-19. Their greatest medical challenge is in their lungs, the very organs you created for our breathing. Have pity, Lord, and heal them. Breath of life, breathe on your church. Fresh winds come. Blow away the complacency and stir up fire in our spirits once again. Lord, we lift up those who are suffering from cancer, terminal illness, and various diseases that are robbing them of their destinies. Release miracles and healings from heaven on their behalf. Don't let their time with us on this earth be robbed.